the hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Before I got into the questions and the answers, is to talk to you as the media and to our fans with the Paramount situation of please stay safe. And prioritize your health and well-being and of those around you first and foremost. And I urge everyone to be patient with each other and empathetic to everyone. You never know what people are going through these times, and particularly now. And I want to assure everyone that we will be back together as an LSU family in due time. But the most important thing and the priority now is our collective effort to stop the spread of this virus. So with that, I'm happy to take any and all questions.
Hey, Scott, it's Brooks from The Advocate. I hope all y'all are doing well and safe. You know, I guess my first question would be just, I know the dateline right now is set, but do you expect that this will reach out to any football events? Do you think anything would happen with the football season?
That's where we still don't know, Brooks, and that's the going to be the focus going forward is, you know, what we do for our fall sports, because obviously the championships for our spring sports are concluded. So it is going to be how do we get up and prepare for our fall sports, and that is in flux and that is being discussed both at the NCAA and the SEC level.
Hey, Scott, this is Michael Cobble at Channel 2. What have you advised your coaches to do in relation to their team? I was a little surprised to see the university tell students or encourage them to go home. Is that just general population, or are athletes encouraged to go home as well? Because I know most coaches probably feel more secure, you know, or better, I guess I should say, if their athletes are around them because everything is a little bit more controlled.
Well, this thing changes daily, Michael, and what and how we treat it are different. Some cases, you know, of our kids staying here, it's in their best interest, and we're going to take care of them. But some, it's best for them to go home, and so we're going to do that and operate in that fashion. And just to give you some specifics on what we're going to do, obviously, our essential needs for our student-athletes are going to be taken care of, whether that's food, feeding them in the cafeteria right now, but probably in the near future going to a to-go or brown bag or whatever you want to call it, grab and go. We're going to have our training room open so they can get medical attention and medical care. And for now, we're going to have our academic center open, but I'm sure that's changing as we're talking.
Scott, it's Brody Miller at The Athletic. I guess the next question would be, and this is a down-the-road problem, I'm sure, but, I mean, say it does, you know, end up, you know, you guys are able to resume once the timeline you guys have set. Do you imagine spring practice will then theoretically continue whenever you guys are allowed to go again, or what are the logistics there?
Yeah, that's way too speculative. My worry, it personally, and my concern is that we get ready for the fall season, and we'll deal with how we did spring or what we did with spring. That's kind of in our rearview mirror, but we'll worry about how we prepare for the fall sports at the appropriate time, whether that's allowing more practices or doing things differently by sport. But that's to be determined.
Hey, Scott, it's John Nusek.
Hello?
Scott, can you hear me? It's John Nusek.
Yes.
Scott, the commissioner seemed to be a little taken back when the College World Series for both the men and the women was canceled so quickly. Did you feel like that was kind of jumping the gun a little bit with it being 3 months off, or what would your opinion happen?
You know, what you'll know and what you'll see is that everyone's doing their best and doing an incredible job of in these difficult times of making decisions at the time of that decision. And I can assure you right now that, you know, from my standpoint and from the league standpoint, that we're always going to err on the side of overreaction instead of underreaction, because we're dealing with life and death. And so to speculate or to look what was decided then or there or what took place on Wednesday versus Tuesday or Monday is a game of folly in my observation.
Yes, Scott, this is Ron Higgins with Tiger Rag. You have any, I guess, a count of how many athletes are going to be staying on campus, and are most of those international students?
Yeah, great question. Right now, we think there's 120 people, 120 plus on campus, but that number's changing daily, and we're taking counts and trying to see what and how we take care of them, and we obviously will. But it's a moving number, and I think it'll continue to go down.
Hey, Scott. Michael Cobble again. Just wondering, what is your day-to-day operations like? What have you advised there in the athletic admin building? What have you told your coaches to do with their staff? And how much or how often, I'm sure it's daily, but how often do you talk with the SEC? And is the SEC leaving it to each institution to figure out a game plan for their athletics, or is there an umbrella that kind of everyone's operating under?
All of the above. I'm saying that jokingly. It is. We have input from the university. We have input, obviously, from the state and local public health officials and SEC what and how we operate as department. Right now, I can tell you definitively we're encouraging our people that can and do their work at home and do it in a fashion that makes sense for them, number one, to stay healthy and to stay safe. And so we're encouraging people to work remotely that can, and we are, for the most part, doing that.
Scott, Brooks again. You know, all your employees from top to down. I mean, what happens through this process when no events are happening? And I know some may be under contract and others, like, may be contracted out, like concession workers or ticket operators. What would you kind of assess their status, their work status, their payment stuff going on throughout this time when sports aren't happening?
Yeah, here again, these are falling under the unknowns fashion, but are obvious concern with our employees and our contract employees is top, and there's not going to be any change in our permanent employees and what and how they do things as far as payment goes and their status, but we are working with our contractors and people that we formed our work out to make sure that we take care of those people. But there are still a lot of unknowns that we're trying to get answers to.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, Scott,
it's Scott Rabelais.
Go ahead, Brad.
Okay.
how do you approach this in terms of, you know, what kind of financial reserves do you have? And I mean, you know, you've already sold season tickets for football, I assume, you know, are you still in the process of that? And, you know, what kind of effect does this have on any kind of financial planning you might have for the coming fiscal year?
Scott, right now the financial impact is not our concern. We're focused entirely on the health and safety of our community and of our student-athletes right now. And in due time, we'll get there. Obviously, you know that there are a lot of things that go into this, and we will take care of it. But, you know, I can assure you that we're going to be fair in how we treat our fans as far as ticket refunds go. That's being formulated, and that's coming forward. We're gonna do so, but just bear with us is what I want to tell the public as far as timing goes, because a lot of things are being interrupted right now, and there's a lot of people doing a lot of different things. But for the seasons that have been canceled, we will refund your tickets.
Scott, this is obviously a not very important question at the moment, but you know, we're looking for sports things to talk about. The bonuses that are attached to postseason performances for basketball, gymnastics, softball, baseball, have you talked to the coaches or their representatives about how that would be handled?
We haven't, and frankly, our coaches hadn't even brought it up. It's not their concern right now. Their concern here, again, is the safety and health and welfare of our student-athletes. You know, on that front, as far as eligibility goes, and I know that question will be coming, is that we're working to gain eligibility back for our students participating in spring sports, and then for the winter sports that didn't complete their championships, we're going to discuss that, and that's going to be an ongoing discussion with the SEC and the NCAA.
Scott Miller again.
Go ahead, Brooks.
Yeah, you mentioned the eligibility trying to work for the spring. What are the biggest challenges that you know, see in making that you know, possible? The NCAA says they're working on that, but what are the things that kind of have to be worked on to make sure that, you know, that happens?
Brooks, we could be from here till 6 o'clock tonight going through scenarios on that. These are going to be discussed at higher levels. They're going to be discussed in committees with individual sports and what and how we treat them. But my advocacy is going to be for all of our student athletes, freshmen through senior, that they get their year back, but how we count them and what we do, all that's to be determined.
Scott, Jody Miller again. And I know this ranks relatively lowly in importance, but I'm just curious, I mean, what in coaches you've spoken to, I mean, what is the sense of how teams are going to go about recruiting with the recruiting ban going on right now?
They're going to continue to recruit telephonically and electronically and what's allowed. They're just not they're not allowed to do on campus or face to face off campus recruiting at this moment.
Scott, Glenn Gilbo from Gannett. As of Friday, the SEC office told me that they hadn't actually canceled the SEC baseball tournament. Is that still the case?
You can rest assured it'll be canceled, Glenn, and they'll have an announcement probably tomorrow.
Okay, and as of now, is the LSU spring game, is that postponed or canceled?
Here again, everyone, use common sense. We're not going to be practicing until April 15th and then scheduled for April 18th. Do you see us playing a game? So the answer here again is no. But you will see formal clarifications coming from the conference.
Scott Wilson, Alexander from The Advocate. What was the meeting like that you had with those coaches on Friday morning when things were changing so quickly and seemed like every hour stuff was just changing by the minute? How much uncertainty was there amongst all your head coaches?
Oh, our head coaches are awesome. And they were foremost and primarily worried about the health and welfare of their student athletes and worried about their teams. And you know, we ranked it on a scale, you know, hey, this is life and death that we're talking about, to hey, eligibility and the disappointment that our student athletes have is real. and we're going to help them all we can as coaches, as a medical staff, and everything that we need to do in how and what we do these things. And so we are all, you know, we were all in agreement that we had great compassion, that we have great empathy for what's going on, and let's deal with it. But it was a very for me, rewarding meeting to watch how much they were concerned about their student athletes.
Hey Scott, it's Cobble again. Outside of the obvious health concerns, what is the biggest challenge that you faced, I guess, here in the last 4 days? Is it communication? Is it just the ever-changing landscape? I know you're going to say all of it, but is there one thing that you're really finding difficult when you're talking with people, you know, on the front lines?
Not really. Because health and safety take precedence and take paramount on this thing, and if you keep it at that and you don't worry about getting into the weeds of less important things, that's the point that where we are. It's like, hey, worry about your well-being, and worry about your family's well-being, and worry about your community's well-being. And that's where we are. There's a lot of unknowns still, and right now there are a lot of things going on, and I just tell everyone, hey, pay attention. Things are going to change, and we're going to try to communicate with you as best we can. But what we do is definitely secondary, almost tertiary. And I just encourage everyone to listen to the authorities that know a lot about this and pay attention to it, because it's going to change, and it's changing rapidly.
Hey, Scott, it's Brooks again. You mentioned earlier about, you know, players who are staying on campus or some that might go home. Online classes are obviously available, but has there been any conversation about what to do with some players who might be going home who maybe don't have access to as much internet or the possibilities of doing that? I mean, how are y'all possibly addressing those possible concerns?
We are, and we're doing it individually, case by case, and we're going to obviously be sensitive to that and how and what we do. Thanks.
Brooks again, and the pro days obviously aren't happening as during this time. Is there a talk between you as a department and the professionals in the NFL to figure out how to give guys who didn't have a chance to show on field, any on field evaluations? Are there going to be ways to remedy that?
I assume when there's a lift on what we can do as far as gatherings go, there'll be those discussions. But right now, I haven't had any specifically.
Scott, what are the concerns when it comes to student-athletes and psychology, and then kind of dealing with this? I know, you know, from time to time, student-athletes at LSU have had traumatic experiences, and there's people they can talk to. Can you speak to that concern?
Sure. We have our medical staff on alert, and our training room is one of the offices that will remain open during this time, and we're in touch. I know our coaches are in touch with our student athletes and calling them and making sure that all their wants and needs are met, with obviously the priority being their health and the health of the community. So the answer is we are doing it, and it is a point of emphasis.
Yes, Scott, Ron Higgins with Tiger Rag. How much, I guess, did a jump did you get on this before you went to Nashville as far as anticipating, I mean, what might happen or plans in place? Of course, it was difficult to figure that out, but, I mean, once you got to Nashville, was it pretty obvious what was going to happen?
Yeah, it was just how fast it was going to move in my mind, Ron. You know, this has been on our radar really when it started impacting sporting events overseas. And when it hit the U.S., we just knew it was a matter of time that we were going to make hard decisions. And what and how fast those hard decisions were made were basically left up to the public health departments and, you know, our governments. And that's what we followed, obviously. You know from the reporting that the NCAA really led the charge on that. And we followed suit, and for a number of reasons, landed in the spot that we are in today.
Hey, Scott, it's Brooks again. I know you're a history buff, and I wonder from time and perspective, just has there anything that you've looked at in the past that's helped you prepare for this or understand how to lead in this time?
That's funny you said that. I was talking to my senior staff, a great course I took here at LSU on 20th century philosophy from Dr. Eubanks in the political science department. He gave us a great book to read, which is an existential author by the name of Albert Camus from France, and the book is titled The Plague, and it just talks about how human nature responds and does things during really trying, tough times. And so I've reflected on that, and obviously we haven't had anything like this. This is unprecedented in as far as our sports go, but we have to, you know, look at things that we've seen and watched happen in the past, and you learn and you take nuggets from each one of them. But it's how you do it, and that's what, you know, kind of I prefaced this conversation with, is that we are pressing people to be empathetic and really be concerned about how we treat our fellow human beings, and in particular our LSU family. And I couldn't be more emphatic about that point, because people are going to be going through trying, tough times right now, whether it's health or whether it's employment or whether it's financial or mental or whatever. Just have that top of mind and be compassionate with people in what and how you treat them.
We've got time for one more question.
Hey, Scott, I was just wondering, does this affect any capital projects that you guys have, Tiger Stadium resodding, et cetera, or any other, you know, long-term projects that you guys are working on, or is that more on the corporate side outside of university?
No, I don't think it's going to affect anything. I think as long as they follow what the health and safety recommendations of state government and the public health and local authorities say is allowable or not allowable going forward. But as you all know, and I want to emphasize this to everyone, this stuff's going to change. It's going to change from this conversation till this afternoon of what's being shut down and what's being allowed. There are a lot of places right now that are closing restaurants, bars, and retail institutions, you know, across the nation, and we haven't gotten there yet. But just stay tuned to it. And finally, you know, I want to close by saying we're going to try to continue to update you, but here again, it's going to be a moving target, and communicate with our sports information staff to answer your questions, and we'll try to brief you again. And again, thank you for taking time out during these busy times, and please, all of you, take care of your families and take care of yourselves. Thanks again.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network, covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.